William Sam McGee, 1st Special Service Force. When we finally reached the Italian-French border, we were spread out from right from the coast straight up into the mountains. And it just so happened my company was the last company, last platoon, in contact with the American Army. And this unit moved in and took over that side. As to their background, I had no idea what or how or where they were from and so on. All I knew is that every time we turned around, they were being attacked, and we would say they're being attacked again by rabbits. Because rabbits, see, go through the minefields and can trip off a mine. And they would fire at everything, whereas we fired at very little. Because you also have to have conservation of your ammunition at all times. And when you're on defense, take for instance, if you fire at night, they can see your flash of your gun. So they can pick up and identify your gun and hammer you with artillery. So you don't fire. You only fire when you need to fire. And in daylight, again, if you can't see them, don't shoot. But I tell how that we had communication with them, and being we're on the end, my job was communication. And every time that they opened fire, then the Germans would fire. And, of course, the artillery would bust the telephone communication. And I'd have to go out and repair that wire in the middle of the night all by myself. So it's fine going from my mine, and I would identify ours out to where the crater was. And then I'd have to leave the stuff there. I'd leave my stuff there, go look at the other end, and see if I could find it, because where would it be? And I got used to where it was. And then I'd have to attach, put in a splinter in a piece, splint in a piece of wire to join them up and make sure communication both ways and go back. I tell how I got back this night and I said to the lieutenant, I said, that's it, that's the last, no more. He said, we need communication. I said, but they never repair it, sir. And I said, I've had it. I mean, every time I go out there, it's my life is on the line. And I said, I'm tired of it. If they just stopped shooting, we wouldn't be getting this artillery we're always getting. So I don't know if we did, but it did diminish.